This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning! The Root's on fire! You're about to experience the most high-octane pedal-to-the-metal controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
All right, all, welcome to the USA Audio Network, and I don't know if we're on Lindell TV. We're trying to get on Lindell TV, which would be fabulous if we can pull that off. I'm sure it's 100% my fault, but we're trying to work that out. Once again, my name is Lee Elsie, filling in for the one and only Wayne Allen Root tonight and tomorrow night and Wednesday and Thursday night, broadcasting from my cushy lair here in Connecticut, out over the entire country. And again, I thank the folks trying to work with us at Lindell TV. Hopefully we'll get the picture back up after the break. But let me start off by talking about something that I'm pretty passionate about. There is an expanding sense of desperation among American patriots. We are thirsty for transparency and honesty in government. It is essential to draw inspiration from the wisdom of the founding fathers, who laid the foundation of this great nation based on principles of liberty and justice. And we no longer live in a society that celebrates liberty and justice. It's the exact opposite. In recent times, many have expressed concerns over the erosion of trust in the electoral process. To me, it's the number one hurdle that we have to overcome. If we do not figure out a way to bring confidence back to voting, we are doomed. The sentiment is echoed by the words of our founding fathers, who believed that an informed and engaged citizens is vital for a thriving democracy. Thomas Jefferson once said, "An educated citizenry is a vital requisite for the survival of a free people." It is within the spirit that we must strive for a government that is accountable to its people, where electoral integrity is unquestionable. The media's unimaginable bias has slanted and destroyed the fourth wall and has led us to a broken and weak nation. It is, without question, the duty of the fourth wall, the media, to speak truth. And we have a media that is clearly in the bag for the Democrats. The events of the 2020 election have sparked debates about the reliability of our electoral systems. I question it. I know you question it. We all question it. It's crucial not to allow mistrust in the process to erode the very fabric of our Democrat values. James Madison, the man, the myth, the legend, concerned about corruption in the media, he addressed to restore public faith in journalistic integrity. Benjamin Franklin once said, "Freedom of speech is a principal pillar of a free government. When this support is taken away, the constitution of a free society is dissolved." To address the challenge of reaching those who might be misinformed or uninformed, we must open up dialogue. Media has to be part of this. We live in this 21st century where everything's media nonstop, all day long. And while open dialogue, civil discourse are essential, we have to explore all the avenues to present the truth to a broader audience. And that's where talk radio and podcasts and internet stations and places like Lindell TV are crucial. Because you can't get information. You can't get honest information right now in mainstream media. They just don't want to have it. So we continue to navigate tumultuous times. Violence, animosity, they're not the solutions, but they're coming. Citizens should be committed to upholding the ideals of liberty and democracy, and we should try to look for higher principles, seek guidance from our faith, and continue to engage in, again, peaceful activism. But you got to hold the government accountable and hold the media accountable. It's so important. Because we're in the dark right now. We're in the dark. Much of America is absolutely in the dark. The media and Washington are in cahoots. And they've manipulated you every single day. Now, you remember the day after the whistleblower leak. Chuck Grassley, he offered up this evidence about Hunter Biden, Joe Biden. Essentially, it's a criminal enterprise making millions off Papa's power, right? So, I distinctly remember navigating the internet after this announcement, just trying to see who had what story. Right? Fox News, Breitbart, Gateway Pundit, they all had it. It's a bombshell story. It's a huge story. And it received zero coverage from CNN, MSNBC, even Drudge, New York Times, nothing. Not one word about Hunter Biden and his dad in those media outlets. Now, you got to remember, not everybody's like us. Not everybody consumes media like us. We consume media with a passion. That's why you're listening right now or watching right now, because you want to be as well-informed. You want to return to a time when America was America. Patriots rule the roost. Not this day where you've got 300 million uninformed folks who are just trying to scrape by getting some kind of information anywhere they can. They completely have bamboozled us, all of us. I mean, think about this. The fact that U.S. senators discussed at length in hearings about that story makes it a story. Just by that fact alone means it's a story. For 5 years, these networks talked Russia collusion. Every night. That turned out to be a fake, false scam. And Hillary should be held accountable. She should be rotten in prison for that. And transparency is not merely a virtue. It's a fundamental requirement that the government should deliver for the people, to the people. The media has to play a crucial role in this equation, serving as a watchdog. They are nowhere to be found. They are in the tank 100% for the Democrats. And I ask you all why. Your local newspapers can't be getting money. I mean, are they getting trickle-down money from Soros and those folks? I don't believe it. I don't know what it is. I can't figure it out. A lot of folks try to tell me, oh, you know, Soros going at every level. There's some, it seeps down like a trickle down effect. I find it hard to believe that editors at local papers are getting a check somehow, some way, for writing certain stories. I just think people are warped. They don't get it. They're lost, and it's sad. It is, because for a couple different reasons, we are teetering on the brink, financially, certainly spiritually. It's a disaster. And, you know, be warned. Eventually, this path, if we don't alter it, it will have to lead to some kind of uprising and revolution and eventually bloodshed. I hate to say that. I mean, Thomas Jefferson said it first, the Tree of Liberty. must be refreshed from time to time with the blood of patriots and tyrants. If you don't believe your vote counts, how does that make you feel? Does that make you feel confident to go and vote in 2024, 2028, or 2026? The Civil War was the darkest period in American history. And I certainly am not advocating for anything like that. But you can feel it. Imagine if a month from now, a year from now, 2 years from now, we find out that the 2020 election was legitimately bogus. And then we find out maybe that the 2024 election was also bogus. And Biden got in again. God forbid. What would happen? How would people handle that? How would they go about, like, how would patriots handle that? If they know they're living in a banana republic where their voice and their power doesn't count, what happens then? Where do we go as a country? I mean, if there's only one way to stop this, eventually that way will come to be. So I don't know how the media lives with themselves, turning their back on child sex trafficking and ignoring some of that stuff, trying to blame. It's just insanity. Anyway, all right, my name is Lee Elsie. I'm filling in for Wayne Allen Root. Again, this is the USA Audio Network. We'll try to flip a switch and get us up and operational on Lindell TV. Stick around.
This is Wayne Allen Root, and I have the most exciting solution ever from SpikeWarrior.com. You know me as a man of solutions. My two number one best-selling books about boycotts and buycotts are great solutions to save America. But the question I get asked 100 times a day is, I was forced to take the COVID vaccine. Wayne, please, please, what do? To rid my body of this dangerous poison. Now I've got the answer. Patent-pending no-covidium from SpikeWarrior.com. This is the best product I've ever seen to help rid your body of spike proteins. This patent-pending no-covidium product helps your body break down spike proteins and other toxins and remove them from your body forever, naturally. Here's a special offer for my fans only. Buy one bottle of no-covidium and get a second bottle free. Go right now to SpikeWarrior.com and use the promo code WAR. That's SpikeWarrior.com, promo code WAR. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. If you're sick and tired of supporting woke companies, I have great news for you. You don't have to anymore. You can shop where my wife Cindy and I shop at GreatPatriotStore.com. My number one best-selling Great Patriot Boycott book is filled with real American patriotic companies. My team researched thousands of companies, and one company stood out above all, GreatPatriotStore.com. This is the answer to inflation. Hundreds of household and personal products you're already buying. Much higher quality, no toxic chemicals, delivered right to your door at incredible prices. GreatPatriotStore.com is run by conservatives and patriots. 20,000 American families are joining every month, and you should too. And now they've got the beef, pasture raised with no hormones, antibiotics, or mRNA ever. Exclusively available only to their members. Like Costco or Sam's Club, you need to become a member. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com, fill out the form, they'll contact you right away, and boom, you're a member. For a limited time, the annual membership is $1. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com. That's GreatPatriotStore.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root for Goldgate Capital. Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up. First of all, central banks, the smartest minds in the financial world, bought the most gold in history in 2022. Then in the first quarter of this year, central banks added 228 tons of gold. That's up 176% over last year and another all-time record. And China knows what's coming. They've added 144 tons of gold just since November. So what are you waiting for? Follow the smart money. Goldgate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401k retirement account. out. 100% insured. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. And only for my fans, if you tell them Wainwright sent you, Goldgate Capital will give you up to $15,000 in free silver for opening a qualified gold IRA account. So call Goldgate today. Tell them Moore sent you. Toll-free 855-770-GOLD, 855-770-GOLD, or go to GoldgateCapital.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
We got cameras. I'm so excited.
I want to thank the guys at Lindell TV. I'm sure, 100% sure, it was my Neanderthal knuckles that caused us not to be on the air. But hi, everybody. Thank you for joining us. This is Lindell TV and the USA Audio Network. I'm Lee Elsie filling in for Wayne Allen Root. If you want to know more about me, it's LeeElsie.com. Check that out. Hey, MyPillow. You know, part of the reason... You know, why I was excited about doing this is I was saying, well, maybe I'll get a MyPillow. Maybe I'll get a pillow sent to me. That would be kind of nice, right? But the sponsor of this segment is MyPillow. Hundreds of products are available right now during MyPillows.com summer sale. Get up to 80% off. Sandals, beach towels, blankets, much more. Also right now, take advantage of special offers on the new MyPillow 2.0, the greatest pillow ever created. And then the new MyPillow Topper 2.0. I think I could actually, if I had a MyPillow right here, I could take a nap. That'd be pretty good. Huge discounts are available right now on MyPillow.com. With the promo code ROOT, you can also receive great offers on Mike Lindell's products at MyStore.com. Also with the promo code ROOT at MyStore.com, you can save up to 50% on My Coffee subscriptions, plus many other amazing products from patriotic American entrepreneurs at MyPillow.com. Use promo code ROOT to receive huge, huge, huge discounts. Giza bed sheets, travel pillows, all season My Slippers, a six-piece My Towel set. That sounds pretty good. By the way, you guys didn't hear me this morning. I need those towels because I had a flood in the basement. I'm going to tell you that story again. Beach blankets and beach. I can maybe get beach blankets and beach towels. And that might make my wife happy. I had a flood in the basement today. Yeah. We had the gutters cleaned. And so the guy does a great job cleaning the gutters. He's up. I'm not going to tell the whole story, Chris. Don't panic. So he's up on the back and he's cleaning out. And all of a sudden, I know that the back faucet has a leak and it's a leak into the basement. And he was doing his thing, flushing out the gutters. And I remembered that. That faucet doesn't work. And anyway, I ran downstairs in a panic and it was like 6 inches of water. And not to say my wife was not very happy. Anyway, once again, my name is Lee Elsie, and I know you don't want to talk about that. You're careless about that. I did want to talk, though, briefly, before we bring on our next guest, which will come through at the bottom of the hour, and he's fantastic. I want to talk a little bit about free speech, just for a couple seconds here. And to me, just remember, free speech, it's not free speech for people that you agree with. Sure, you go to a bar, you hang out with your buddies, you all agree with each other, you all agree on politics, you all love the Giants, or you all love the Jets, you all love the Red Sox, and you all get along, you love each other. But that's not what the First Amendment is about. The First Amendment protects your buddy who has a completely different opinion than you. And we have to remember that. Because it seems like, and in particular, it's the progressive Democrats who want to squelch free speech every chance they can get. This is one of the big talking points for me on my own show. Nothing bothers me more than folks who want to squelch free speech. You know, a speaker is going to a college campus and everybody loses their mind. They don't want to see it. They don't want to hear it. Because it happens to be an alternative point of view. How do you grow? How do you figure out what's actually right and wrong unless you're presented with all the ideas, all sides, at all times? Isn't that the way it's supposed to be? Isn't that how it's supposed to work? That's America. That person who's up on a soapbox at the corner or in the town square, the reason why the First Amendment's so important is because he's supposed to be able to say things that you disagree with, that you don't like. Otherwise, what difference would it make if we had free speech, if everybody thought the same and acted the same and was the same? That's not what free speech is all about. Free speech is about giving the alternative views an opportunity to say what they want to say. So I wanted to get that out. I'll talk a little bit more about that, certainly, during the course of time, during the course of this week, because I feel great about getting a chance to be on the air with all of you across the entire country. It's always a lot of fun filling in for Wayne Allen Root. Do we know what Wayne's doing, Chris, this week? Model shoot again? It's a model shoot? All right. Is this a Sports Illustrated shoot? Is that what this is? No. Oh, they can't hear you on TV. Oh, he's okay. So Chris, the producer down in Dallas, said he's auditioning for the next Bud Light campaign. That makes sense. That makes sense. All right, listen, here's the deal. My name is Lee Elsie. Follow me, LeeElsie.com. That'd be great. Email me, LeeElsieRadio@gmail.com. Sure, I could actually see that photo shoot, like a palm tree, the Bud Light can, Wayne. Who's that? Who's that other one? What's the transgender? What's that man's name? Do you know, Chris? Mulvaney, something like that. Yeah, those two of them, man. What a shot that would be. All right, we'll be back, everybody. What's Wayne going to do to me? He's on vacation somewhere.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
War now.
USA News Update. A majority of voters believe federal prosecutors have a strong case against former President Trump in the U.S. Capitol riot probe. That's according to a new Harvard University Capps Harris poll. It found 57% of registered voters think that prosecutors have either a strong or very strong case against Trump. Protests are rocking Israel after Parliament passed a law weakening that country's Supreme Court. This Israeli military reservist is criticizing Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu.
I'm ashamed of him. I think he's the first dictator of Israel. I think he's lost his heart.
The measure removes the court system's ability to strike down unreasonable government decisions. Whataburger is heading further west. The Texas-based burger chain will open their first restaurant on the Las Vegas Strip. It will be located at the Waldorf Astoria and open 24 hours a day. John Schaefer, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart, but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Network and Lindell TV. Hey, energize health. This segment is being brought to you by Energize Health. Now, you've heard Wayne Allen Root talk about how Energize Health changed his life. He lost 25 pounds of fat. Man, I met him. He didn't have 25 pounds of fat to lose. But he lost that dangerous inner body visceral fat. He gained about 10 pounds of muscle and the inner cellular hydration. He did all of that in like 88 days. So now, over 2 years later, he says he feels the best he's ever felt in his entire life. He gives all the credit to Energize Health. The program is simple and easy, all based on a foundation of the life game-changing changers, extra, I guess, intracellular hydration, which is the key. I always hear him talking with the person who developed this, and it's a fascinating science for sure. And that science is backed up again and again and again. So another new study spanning three decades released by the National Institute of Health reveals that proper hydration might slow down the aging process and prolong a disease-free life. Here's your chance to be like Wayne. Energize Health can change your life and supercharge your health. Right now, Energize Health is offering Wayne's fans of the war 40% off the auction discount. 40% off, which is fantastic. Just say war. Go to energizehealth.com or call 888-444-8895. That's toll-free, 888-444-8895 or energizehealth.com. Check that out. I would. And get in shape like Wayne. All right, my very good friend. Here's the story about the next guest. I was sitting in to a leadership class, and I've told this on many different platforms, my own show, different shows, different national shows. And I try to bring him on whenever I get an opportunity to come on in front of a bigger audience because he is absolutely fantastic. I can't do him justice, so I'm not going to try to read out the entire resume. But Thomas Kranewitter was teaching this leadership class, or one of the teachers in this leadership class, and he just blew you away time and time again with his knowledge of the Constitution and his in-depth look at history and how he perceived things. And it was just one of these experiences that made you want to keep coming back over and over and over again. And Thomas, I don't want to do this injustice. So first, let me say thank you for coming on. I appreciate you coming on Lindell TV. And I know you've got a new venture out. Can you tell everybody what it is that you're doing right now?
Well, the new venture is speakeasyideas.com, Lee, and that's where people can find me. I've got a number of different projects going on, including writing a civics and history curriculum for high school students.
Right.
Trying to get some truth into the world of, you know, high school civics education. So people can find me at Speakeasy Ideas. But I also wanted real quickly just to mention, I caught the tail end of your last segment. You're talking about bikini models. And then I realized this is why you wanted me to come on the show.
That's it. That's it. It's a parade of bikini models, one after another. So
that's right.
You're next. So, you know, before the end of the segment, you'll have to show everybody what you got, Thomas. So Thomas Kranewitter again.
That's the quickest way to get this show banned from every conceivable platform.
Well, listen, I want people to go to your website, and I want people to check you out. Now, I know today we have there's a million things we could talk about, but I did want to focus on something you just wrote. You wrote a piece that is coming out. It's called A Strike at Affirmative Action Solidifies Right to an Education, which your view on this is a little bit different. You're a conservative. I mean, you know, you want to call yourself and label yourself. I would consider you a conservative for sure. But this isn't exactly,
sure.
I don't think this is the same sort of mindset as a typical conservative. Can you explain this column?
Yeah, well, so this comes from the Supreme Court case. It was the case was just decided a week ago, 2 weeks ago, I think. It's Harvard and the University of North Carolina, and they were challenged by a group, Students for Fair Admissions. And the whole controversy was over race-based admissions. And the court came down. It was fairly divided between the conservative justices and the progressives on the court. The majority came down, striking down, declaring that race-based admissions at places like Harvard and the University of North Carolina violate the Equal Protection Clause. And almost all the commentary that has surrounded this case has focused on this subject of race-based affirmative action, you know, preferential treatment programs and those things, judging applying students on the color of their skin rather than their merit. And that debate has kind of broken down, as you would imagine. Conservatives are out there saying, yes, this is great for, you know, a colorblind policy. And progressives are saying, no, we still need 2 or 3 or 4 or 10 more decades of race-based affirmative action. And as I read through the case, I noticed something that almost nobody's talked about, and that is our current Chief Justice, John Roberts. He wrote the majority opinion. He includes in there, he raises the question of whether citizens have a right to an education.
Right.
And he responds affirmatively. Yes, they do. And government has an obligation to supply it. Now, this gets us into the whole realm of what some scholars, some economists will call negative rights and positive rights. The American founding was based on this idea of negative rights, meaning your individual natural rights, our equal civil rights, things like your liberty to speak freely, to work and be productive and keep the property that you earn. All those are called negative rights in the sense that they don't require anything from anybody else other than a negative obligation to not hurt you, to not steal from you, to not come interfere with you. That's it. The last century or so of our politics, really ever since the New Deal and Franklin Roosevelt, has been a kind of positive rights politics. That is, a politics based on the idea that citizens have a right to economic goods, a right to a house, a right to an education, a right to health care, that other people have a positive obligation. They have to go be productive and produce these things if we actually have these rights. In other words, the real division in American politics, I'm suggesting here, is between these ideas of negative rights, natural rights in the American founding, basically my right to do what I want to do, my natural liberties, versus the modern progressive view of positive rights. I have a right to a house and health care and education and all these other things.
Right.
And in this high-profile Supreme Court case, a Republican-nominated Chief Justice of the Supreme Court clearly came down the side that Americans have a right to an education. And this is ultimately how they get to the argument that the admissions system at a private university like Harvard somehow violates the Equal Protection Clause of the 14th Amendment. And I find it really deeply disturbing, really problematic, because this notion of positive rights, that we have rights to the labor and property and resources of other people, this has opened up a Pandora's box, really ever since the 1930s. And these rights are sort of multiplying, steamrolling, right? Today in America, many citizens think they have a right to anything they want. If they want something, they think they have a right to it, and somebody else has an obligation to supply it. And I pointed out in my essay you just mentioned that this decision in the Harvard and UNC case actually further entrenches that notion of a positive right to education.
I want to share this, by the way. Everybody listening, you can find this on my Facebook thread as well, but it's a must-read. And so you had mentioned that this started in the 1930s. That decision, it's... And almost like it encompasses everything that's wrong and how we've gone off the rails here in the last, like you said, 30s, but I feel that more in the last couple of decades, where, like you had just so eloquently pointed out, that everybody either has their hand out or there's supposed to be some kind of, a pot of gold at the end of every rainbow. We're not guaranteed an education or health care. We're guaranteed life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, right?
Yeah, that you're absolutely right. Another thing that comes out of this case, you can see just how powerful that stigma of racism has become.
Right.
One of the things the court does is, this is peculiar. If you stand back and look at it, an institution like Harvard, it's a private organization. It's a private school. And, at some level, the old way of looking at that if you go back to the American founding, would be, well, a group of people who form a private organization, they can run it however they want.
Right.
They can admit students on any basis they want, and other schools can then compete and offer different kinds of admission systems. But also, there's this premise in this case that any kind of racial consideration is necessarily bad. It's terrible. We're in a modern progressive era. We don't consider that. And I pointed out, not in that essay, but in some other places, you know, one of the greatest networks of schools for black Americans was created by two gentlemen who teamed up, Booker T. Washington and Julius Rosenwald, in 1917. This goes way back, over a century. And they built over 5,000 schools specifically for black students in what used to be the old Confederate South, all in those southern states. And they said, these are schools for black kids. And there was no guaranteed right to get in. If you were a student, if you were a kid and you wanted to be in there, you had to be on your best behavior. Otherwise, they would kick you out because nobody thought there was a right to education.
Right.
And by all accounts, those schools, they were fantastic.
Thomas, I got to take a quick break. Can you stick with me for one more segment?
Yeah.
All right, I'm sorry about that. We'll pick this up where we left off. Thomas Kranewitter is our guest. He is a fantastic guest. I love talking to him. We'll come back with more from him. Stick around. You're listening again to the USA Audio Network and Lindell TV.
This is Wayne Alaroot for Z-Stack and Z-Shield. Dr. Vladimir Zelenko worked tirelessly to develop new formulas and products to protect you right up until the end of his life. His revolutionary Z-Stack product was based on his Nobel Prize-nominated Zelenko Protocol to boost your immune system against active viruses. But Dr. Zelenko was also searching for a way to address dormant viruses and developed Z-Shield. While the immune system gets rid of most viruses, some linger. These dormant viruses include Epstein-Barr, herpes viruses, shingles, chickenpox, and many more. Z-Shield helps ensure you are not vulnerable to new viruses or reactivation of the dormant ones. Get Z-Stack and Z-Shield right now at ZStackLife.com. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR for a discount just for my fans. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR. Hi, it's Wayne Alaroot. The IRS is hiring 87,000 new agents. It's not a matter of if, but when you or your small business will be audited. You need to be prepared when the notice arrives. That's why we need my friends at RevRex, Revenue Reconciliation Made Easy. When the IRS audits you, they access third-party databases such as your credit cards, banks, and your point-of-sale system to find underreported income. In many cases, though, that income is not underreported. How do you prove it? RevRex. RevRex will match up your revenue and reconcile it to make sure your records are accurate and complete. And RevRex gives the IRS only the necessary data it needs to avoid opening you up to further auditing of revenue reported. RevRex does not replace your CPA. It's a tool to assist you and your CPA before you hear from the IRS. Stop an audit in its tracks. Beat the IRS to the punch. Get your data. Get protected. Get RevRex. That's RevRex.com. RevRex.com. Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot for the great Mike Lindell and My Pillow. They've sold over 70 million pillows for a reason. Now the latest version is unveiled, MyPillow 2.0, with the latest cutting-edge technology to help you sleep. The greatest pillows ever created. Now buy one, get one free, plus a 60-day guarantee. There are two places to go to receive great offers on Mike Lindell's products, MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. With promo code ROOT, you get the best prices and the biggest sales on every product in both stores. 50% off, 60% off, 66% off. Some products 80% off, but you must use the promo code ROOT, MyPillow.com and MyStore.com, where you can save up to 50% on a My Coffee subscription, plus many other amazing products from patriotic American entrepreneurs with promo code ROOT, MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. You get the best prices and the biggest sales on every product in both stores, MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. Be sure to use promo code ROOT.
Raw and unfiltered.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
All right, welcome back, USA Audio Network and Lindell TV. I just got a text message from Wayne Allen Root, who is, I'm not going to tell you where he is, but he just escaped a torrential downpour. My name is Lee Elsie. You can follow me, LeeElsie.com. I do a morning show here in Connecticut. I get the opportunity to fill in for Wayne when he takes a few days off, or on Fridays I get the first hour, which is always a lot of fun. I have a great guest. I could talk to this guest literally for hours. I may ask him to come back later in the week. He's that good. Thomas Krenowitter, former professor. I didn't do him justice in his in his opening. The resume is as long as my arm. He's an author as well. Doc, where can folks get some of your books before we move and continue our conversation? Because I know there's a bunch of books out there that I know folks would love to read.
Yeah, best place to go is my author's page at Amazon.com. Just type in Krenowitter. It's a long German name. There's not very many out there. I always like to joke with people. I'm a recovering academic. I went through the work of getting a PhD, but didn't lose my love for liberty or my ability to reason along the way. And hopefully that comes through in my books, all of which are available at Amazon.com.
So we only have about 5 minutes, and I want you to shoot your email address, your website again before we run out of time. But we kind of left off talking Harvard, and I agree. Like, Harvard can make their own rules. They have an $8 billion endowment. They don't need federal money. They can pretty much set their own rules. But they don't, because I guess they like some of that free money. But in the beginning of this, I was totally against what you had said, which is the best person should get into the college no matter what their skin color is. But then I started to think about it, and you need some kind of diversity at these colleges. And I think that was the point you were trying to make before we ran out of time, right?
Yeah, well, in general, I think the bigger point is a private association, which is what a school should be. They can run their school however they want to run it. If somebody says, we want 50% of our population to be black, or 100%, and that also then allows for competition, right? Whatever one school says, we have high schools today all across the country that are basically saying we've given up teaching how to read and do arithmetic, and so instead we have cross-dress reading hour. Okay, advertise that, and then let parents choose what school they want to go to. I was telling the story of a fascinating network of schools that was created in the 19-teens all the way through the 1950s, the Rosenwald schools. It was started by Booker T. Washington and a Jewish businessman named Julius Rosenwald. And these schools were amazing. They were good. They weren't fancy, but they were really good schools. They adopted the trivium, which is the sort of the core of classical education. They were making sure kids, you know, knew how to read and write and the basics of English, and they were teaching history and geography and mathematics and all those basic subject areas that you need to thrive in life. And it was explicitly race-based. They said, we're starting these schools in states like Texas and Mississippi and South Carolina and all those old states of the Confederacy. And then Brown versus Board of Education came along in 1954 and said, can't do that. K through 12, you cannot have race-based schools. And that was the end of those Rosenwald schools. And Lee, you know what happened to those kids? They got taken out of the Rosenwald schools, which were really good. And guess where they went? Into typical neighborhood public schools run by public employee unions. And so today we have millions of kids of all colors, right, essentially trapped in these miserable public schools run by teachers unions. And I look at that story and I think, you know, I don't mind those Rosenwald schools. If I would have been around when Booker T. Washington and Mr. Rosenwald were starting, I would have helped those guys. But the point is, we're so hesitant today to even have a conversation about race, to even talk about something like that. Some guys who built some wonderful schools for black kids, and many of those students, when they got older, they offered testimonials about how they owed so much to the quality education they got in those Rosenwald schools. So I don't know that I agree with the Supreme Court that no private institution can admit the kind of students they want on whatever basis they want. And then to boot, you have the Supreme Court saying, yeah, there's a right to education. And I'm wondering, what's next? You know, are they going to declare a right to health care, right, or a right to a free house or a right to a computer? Because that's the sort of the Pandora's box that John Roberts opened up with this opinion he wrote.
Dr. Thomas Krenowitter, it's always an honor and a pleasure. One more time, your website so folks can know where to find you.
You can check me out at speakeasyideas.com. Also, I have a very robust Facebook page. Just look up Tom Krenowitter on Facebook. Either place you can find me.
You come up first on Facebook for me every day. You realize that. Like, it's right there. Bang. Whatever you're doing is working, kid. Like, you're
first.
That's
a good sign, Lee. Everyone's worried about Facebook controlling us. Maybe I figured out how to control Facebook.
You are Mr. Algorithm on top of all other things. Listen, I thank you. I know it went fast. I hope you can come back. I know you got a foot issue going on this week, but I would love to get you back on next time we do this, because I know, you know, people get to know you. The more they get to hear you, the better they're going to like you. I thank you very much, Thomas Krenowitter. Doc, I'll talk to you down the road. Okay, pal?
All right. Thank you, Lee, very much. Right, have a great rest of your day.
You too, brother. Out there in Colorado, that's where the doc is. Always appreciate him. He is one of a kind, man. One in a million for sure. All right, we'll take a break. We'll say goodbye to Lindell TV. Thanks for getting us on the air, boys. We'll do it again tomorrow with them. We'll come back with another hour on the USA Audio Network.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.